Another story about birds caught our eye today. It was an item in the Washington Post about the storks of Gummen, Germany. People there say the legend about babies being delivered by storks originated in their farming village. In recent years, there's been only one stork's nest in Gummen. Then, last year, one mother hatched 6 chicks. Hans Christoph von Rohr lives across the lane from the stork nest. He says the birds have migrated to Africa for the winter, as is their habit, but the whole town is eagerly awaiting to see if all 6 will come back in the next few months.
For more than a generation, never in this area 6 young storks were born or were hatching, and even less, 6 of them, all 6 surviving. That was the real miracle. The white storks, they mean a lot to the Germans, not only to the Germans. The fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm, the children in the old days were told that it was the storks who would bring the babies.
And drop them down the chimney.
Yes, the kids tended to believe that because storks love to build their nests on barns and houses. They really enjoy to be close to men because they have learned that men don't do them any harm. Just the opposite. When the farmers start plowing the ground, the storks sometimes walk behind to pick up worms or whatever. They are almost equal citizens of this little village.
Mr. Van Rohr, I understand that when the storks return, you're hoping that a nesting pair might land in your backyard. What are you going to do to try to bring them there?
That is a key point. We have discussing this all over Christmas and New Year's evening. Should we do that or should we not do that? And we consulted the stork father of this area, who is an elderly gentleman, a retired judge who knows more about storks than we all together, and he said, be careful, because if you just put up a pole and a round wheel on top of that pole to enable the storks to build a nest, it might happen that there will be storks settling in that nest. But the elder stork wife that came first nesting on the old pole will start fighting the young couple. So we must be careful, and only if it is a very good year, then we would take the chance, but not without consulting the stork father.
Well, listening to you, Mr. Van Rohr, it's clear that you're very excited about all this.
Oh, well, I mean, to us here, the storks are something, you know, it's not just an animal, it's not just normal wildlife. Can you imagine 6 young storks starting for the first time in their lives to open their wings and start flying, and then all 6 of them, like a chain in the sky and returning back to their nest? That sight, I mean, it's worthwhile waiting for days with the binocular.
Mr. Van Rohr, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. All the best to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
That was Hans Christoph Van Rohr, whose family lives across the lane from the remaining white stork nest in the town of Gummen, Germany.